This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. أصوار إلى حفرة تحتوي ويسلم فيها الحبيب الحبيب والمرأة تعجبه نفسه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عليه أفضل الصلاة وتم التسليم. Welcome brothers and sisters in Islam and respected guests and friends to our session today on the journey to the hereafter. Last episode we took a important point. We took the issue of resurrection. We dealt with the second and the third blowing of the horn, and we spoke about how the earth will be changed, and the earth will not be the same earth that we are on today, and how the sky will be changed, and it won't be the same sky that is there today, and how the sun will be brought so close to the to our bodies, to the earth of resurrection, that it will only be either 1 mile or it will be only the distance of about 10 centimeters or so from our heads when we rise up from the graves. We also spoke about how the earth will be a different earth. It will be white and plain, and how it will be shiny like the silver or white as the flower that we have. And these are only descriptions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given us, and the reality of these words and how they will truly be, how white it will truly be, etc., and how the sky will be truly multicolored, etc. These are realities which is beyond our understanding at this point, and they have only been described to us with the words that we can understand, so that we have some sort of idea exactly of how it will be. But exactly how it will be, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually create and how it will actually look on that day. Now, imagine my brothers and sisters in Islam, that you are in that grave, and you have been in that grave for all of this time, and all the distraction and everything has happened. At that point, you start feeling the soft thuds on your grave, and you feel some thuds and some rain as if it's falling on your grave, and you hear those thuds, and from that you hear the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the third blowing of the horn, for everyone to resurrect and to wake up. At that point, you put up your hand, and you start, your hand goes out of the grave, and you start moving the dirt, and you start trying to crawl out of the grave. As you're crawling out, you get up and you see, subhanAllah, everyone else has crawled out. And all of these dead bodies, from the first end to the last end, from the people that you knew, the people that you don't know, from the first of mankind to the last of mankind, and all of jinn have now come out of the grave, and now they are all standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're looking around, what is going on? This is but the day of judgment. This is the day of rising that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered you and had promised you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that authentic hadith in Bukhari, he said, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسِ, mankind will be risen up and resurrected, حُفَاتٌ عُرَاتٌ غُرْلًا. He said what? He said three things, and I want you to remember them. He said, حُفَاتٌ عُرَاتٌ غُرْلًا. So they will be hufat, basically they will be without shoes, so there won't be anything that they can walk on in reality, no foot covering. And the second thing is that they will be urat, they will be naked on that day, no clothes, they will be raised up from their graves just as they were born. And then thereafter, he says, ghurla, ghurla meaning uncircumcised, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create us just as we had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had originally created us uncircumcised, with all of our limbs, with all of our body parts, with everything there. So even a person who was put into the grave and he had a leg that was amputated, he will be raised up with that leg restored. And someone, for example, who was circumcised after before he had died, he will be raised up uncircumcised. So he will be raised up in the exact form, كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily you have come to us as we have created you the very first time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had truly created us. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point will order certain people, and you will see this whilst you are, imagine as if you're standing on that plane, you will see that certain people, the angels are descending down and giving them clothing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in that authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said the very first person who will be clothed on that day, and so because everyone will be naked, and the very first person who will be clothed on that day is Khalilullah Ibrahim, is the best friend of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The scholars have discussed why is it that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will be the first person to be clothed, not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And one of the reasons that they had given is because when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going to be thrown into the fire that the people had built over for a month, they were gathering the wood in order to throw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into that fire. At that point they had taken his clothes off, and it was therefore as a sign of respect and honor to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that since he was stripped of his clothing for the sake of Allah, in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him and reward him and give him the honor of being the first to be clothed on that day, even before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the clothing will be clothing of Jannah, and this is the clothing that the people of taqwa and the people of Islam and the people of Iman will be clothed with on the day of judgment. The rest of the people, because of the intense heat, you will see them sweating, and some of them will be sweating straight away because intense heat, they will start to sweat so copiously that some of them will be, as Rasulullah mentioned, will be up to their knees, and some of them up to their shoulders, and some of them will be even drowning in their sweat because it is so intense that is the heat of the sun. This is not even the heat of the Jahannam. So intense is the heat that they will be covered in sweat. And because of the heat and because of the sweat, the heat will cause the sweat to actually become petrified or become pitted on their bodies. So many of the people, the Zalimeen, you will see that if you are there, you will see that they will not be clothed from the clothes of Jannah. Rather, the clothing will be the pit, the sweat that has now become sticky and pitted on their bodies, and this is their clothing on Jannah. The rest of the people of Taqwa, they will be clothed with the clothes of Paradise, bi-idhnillah. Then thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that every person will come with two angels. And if you were there, you will see everybody on the top of their shoulders will be one angel, another angel with a whip driving them on. Meaning people will try to run away and going left, going right, but there will be angels guiding them and whipping them and saying, go ahead, straight, and there will be another one on their shoulders riding them and then carrying their witness on that day. As Allah says in the Quran, وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ, as in Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises and He says, وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ, and on that day, every mankind will come, جَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَاهَا سَائِقْ وَشَهِيدٍ. At that time, mankind will come on with everybody is a sa'iq, is a driver, an angel that is driving them on, someone who is pushing them on, driving them on towards their judgment, sa'iq wa shaheed, and a witness, and another angel that is a witness. And this is the description that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu had given in the tafsir of this verse, that one of the angels will be on their back, the angel that is witnessing, another one will be guiding them on with whips in their hands, driving them towards their hisab and their accounting. Subhana khaliqul azim, brothers and sisters Islam. In another authentic hadith, we find the Rasulullah describes how people will be standing on the day of judgment. Now imagine you are there and you're witnessing all of these people and all of this commotion going on, people screaming, people shouting, people running away from each other, and the angels whipping this one, whipping that one, and then, you know, being on the shoulders. Imagine the terror and the horror on that day, the intense amount of heat on that day. You will also then look and you will find people being one of either three things. You will find either people on their feet, or you will find either people on the backs of certain riding beasts, meaning that they have been given beasts to ride on. They will not have to stand. Or you will find people who will actually be raised up on their faces. And this is an authentic hadith which is narrated in Sunan At-Tirmidhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that يُحْشَرُ النَّاسِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَصْنَافِ, that people will be raised up three different types on the Day of Judgment. The first type is the mushat, the people who will be walking on their feet. The second type of people are the ones who will be on the backs of riding beasts. And these are the beasts from Jannah that the angels will give the muttaqeen, the people who are righteous, to ride on that day. And the last are the people who are raised upon their wujuh, upon their faces. They will not be able to stand up. They will be raised upon their faces, and they will be made to crawl and walk and move forward on their faces. Subhanallah, it's a tremendous thing. If we think before we had seen, for example, snakes, how would people walk on their faces? Well, subhanAllah, just as Allah has made the snake move on its body, in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make these people on their faces. Who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ عُمْيًا وَصُمًّا وَبُكْمًا مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ كُلَّمَا خَبَتْ زِدْنَاهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Ya Salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah to protect me and you from this terrible, terrible state. He said, and nahshuruhum, that is the day when we will raise them up, ala wujuhihim, on their faces. Umya, they will be blind. Summa wa bukma, they will be dumb, not be able to speak, and they will not be able to hear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them up blind, deaf, dumb and blind. Deaf, dumb and blind, and on their faces. Subhanallah, and on their back, remember, an angel sitting on their back, another one whipping them and saying, go forward, go forward. Yani, subhanallah, what a terrible state to rise up. Who are these people? They are the ones who have turned away from my remembrance, as Allah says, alladhina, yani, that turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away from his remembrance on that day. And subhanallah, Allah will raise them up blind and deaf, dumb and blind, and so they will be made to go on that day. Imagine, subhanAllah, you're deaf and you're dumb and you're blind, and there's this huge truck, you're in the middle of the road, and there's this huge truck coming and rushing towards you, and they're going beep, beep, you know, with a huge honk of the truck coming towards you, and you're deaf and you're dumb and you're blind and you can't see, but you can feel the trembling on the ground as this huge thing is coming towards you. You don't know whether to go left or whether to go right, and you've got this angel pushing you and telling you, go ahead, you sinner, go ahead, you disbeliever in Allah. What a tremendous state of fear that person would be. Have you seen a little child, for example, he's hiding in the closet and a burglar has come and he's hiding, keeping quiet, and he doesn't know, and he's shaking and trembling in fear. He's trying to close his mouth, he shouldn't make a noise, and suddenly a little bit of sound comes out and he's closing his eyes because he doesn't want to see the terrible terror that might be going on in his home. Subhanallah, have you seen such people? They're in a terrible state of fear. Such is the state of fear that such people will be, people who are disbelievers in Allah, people who are sinners and spent their life in sinning with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters Islam, it is a tremendous state. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this terrible punishment and terrible torment. This is just the standing of 50,000 years. Just the standing of 50,000 years. This is the state of people as they run around for 50,000 years. Wallahi, we have not even lived perhaps for, you know, 60 years, 70 years on this earth, and we have been on the belly of the earth for centuries, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And then now 50,000 years standing, waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. And subhanAllah, you will look towards your right, and you'll see people that will have light on their bodies and light on their faces. Who are these people? Who are these people that have so much light? Who are these people? And then you'll remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعْهُ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. As Allah says in the Quran, on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forget the oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given, the promise that He had given to the Nabiyeen, to the prophets and those who are with them. On that day, the light will shine forth from their bodies, from their faces and their bodies, in front of them and in their right side and on their left side. They will be engulfed and they will have tremendous light on that day. And this is the people who are the muttaqeen. They will be on riding beasts. They will not be forced to stand. They will have the angels giving them drink and water. They will have a drink being brought to them from the cool drink of Jannah. They will be under the shade of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will have light under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will have a tremendous tremendous light on their faces. On that day, my brothers and sisters in Islam, many things will give shade on that day. They will find the Quran, Surah Baqarah, Surah Al Imran, as the authentic hadith mentioned. They will come as ghumam, as clouds on that day, and they will give shade to the people who used to recite them. Also, we find that on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause, in authentic narrations, the people who had children that had passed away whilst they were still young. Those children will come out of Jannah looking for their parents, and they will try and prevent the angels of punishment and from their parents being driven to Jahannam, and they will say, "No, Ya Allah, these are my parents, and this is why Rasulullah ﷺ had said that whoever has three daughters and raises them up upon Islam and goodness, they will be a shield from the fire. And this is the description that the scholars gave, that they will prevent the adab coming from there to their parents, and they will tell the angels, "No, these are our parents. Forgive them. Look after, away angels of punishment. These are our parents. We will not allow you to force them." Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions about the light on that day that the people will have. Some people's, and this is a authentic narration upon the condition of Bukhari, narrated in the Dhur al-Manthur of As-Suyuti rahimahullah. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that some people will have light like the mountains, a mountain light like the mountains. It could light up a mountain, or imagine a mountain full of light. This is how much light one person will have. Or sometimes, for example, there are other people who will have light like the like a tree, like a date palm tree, and other people who will have light just up to their shoulders, and other people who will have as much light as just as an ant, meaning just one speck of light coming out of them. And this is, of course, according to a person's level of iman, according to a person's level of Islam. And you will find those people who are in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shade of Allah's throne. There are seven types. Let me remind them to you quickly who they are. The first type, the first person who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a just ruler who was just and who never disobeyed Allah, and he was always just in his rulings. The second type of person is a youth, is a young man like myself, like yourself, who still hasn't reached into an old age, and he has been grown up upon Islam and upon worshipping Allah. May Allah make us of those people. The third type of person is a man who his heart is attached to the mosque and he loves to go to the mosque. May Allah make us also of those types of people. The fourth type of person is a person who loves to meet each other and who has friends and who makes friendship upon the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who meets other people and his friends only for the sake of Allah, for nothing else. The fifth type of person is a person who is offered zina, to commit adultery, and there's a beautiful woman who offers herself to him, and he says, "No, I fear Allah." Just like the women offered the Imra'atul Aziz, the wife of the prime minister, offered herself to Yusuf alayhi salam, and he said, "No, I fear Allah, I cannot commit adultery." The sixth person is a person who practices charity so secretly that he gives with his right hand that his left hand does not know. Meaning, he is very, very mukhlis, very sincere in his charity, so that he gives with his right hand such that his left hand does not know. So he hides his good deeds from creation. The seventh is a person who cries in seclusion from the fear of Allah. May Allah make us of those people who remember Allah in seclusion, and our eyes run with tears from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will look on that day and you'll find some people saying the talbiyah, saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik. When you go towards him, you'll find that he's still wearing the ihram. This is a person who died in Hajj in a state of ihram, so he has been raised upon that way. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in the authentic hadith in Bukhari, that the people who die in Hajj, they will be raised up mulabbiya, they will be raised up in the ihram mulabbiya, and they will be saying the talbiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also make us of these people. And I have an uncle who died in Hajj. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise him up in this state, inshallah. And perhaps you know people who might have died in Hajj. May Allah raise them up in this beautiful state as well. There will be some places, some people, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you will see them. They will have wounds, and they will have things that look like wounds, and they will have the color. It will be the color of red, and it will have intense smell of musk. These are the people who died in the cause of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will raise them up in that form. They will have the signs of blood on them, but it will smell of beautiful musk. May Allah Subhanahu wa Taala make us of those people who die in the cause of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala as well. Also, you will find some people who are mad. They're running around. They say, "Oh my God, he's driven mad. He's become mad." Who are these people? These are the people who took riba on this day in this life, as Allah says in the Quran. Inna alladhina yakuluna riba. Verily, the ones who eat up riba, la yakumuna illa kama yakumu alladhi yatakhabbatuhu shaytanu min almas. They will not raise up on the Day of Judgment except as a person who has been driven mad by the touch of the shaitan. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا. This is because they said, إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. Verily, buying and selling is riba. There's nothing, there's no difference. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted buying and selling and did not permit riba. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, stay away from dealing in riba, from buying with riba, from paying riba, from signing riba contracts, from witnessing and being witnesses to riba contracts. Do not fall into that trap of saying that we need to buy a house, etc. So let's just go ahead and take riba. Be God fearing and really try your level best and to stay away from riba as much as possible. Also, remember the issue of credit cards. Also, riba and credit cards, people are engrossed in it. So stay away from riba in every single way as much as possible, inshallah. And remember, fear Allah as much as possible so that you don't raise up on that day driven mad by the shaitan. Also, you will find on that day some people who there will be children around these men, and these children are hitting him and scratching him, and then digging their knives into this man and cutting this man, and then because of that his stomach entrails will fall out and his intestines will be on the ground, and he will be running away from the children dragging his intestines. Who are these people? These are the people who used to eat the money of the orphans without due right, as Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. Verily, those who eat up the money of the orphans wrongfully, those who eat up the money of these poor orphans wrongfully, they have not eaten anything but fire in their bellies, and they will indeed enter into that terrible, terrible fire on that day. Also, you will find, my brothers and sisters in Islam, some people, some women on that day, you will look and you will find some women who have this jilbab, this covering on their bodies. And the only way Rasulullah ﷺ described their jilbab is that they will be wearing a covering, a hijab or a jilbab, made of la'natullah, made up from something which has the curse of Allah. So it's a tremendous thing. We don't know how it is, but it will be something which looks, subhanAllah, that is so cursed. That clothing, that piece of clothing has so much curse on it. So this is the way Rasulullah ﷺ described this type of woman, the clothing that she'll be wearing. Also, she'll be wearing a cloak and a head covering and a cloak, dir'un min an-nar, and she'll be wearing a clothing and a covering made up from the fire, meaning soon from the fire. And tremendous things this woman will be wearing, a tremendous punishment, and she'll be in such a mad state that she'll be putting her hands on her head and she'll be screaming on that day. Who is this person, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is this person? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, this is the an-na'iha. An-na'iha. Who is the na'iha? Na'iha is a person who is a weeper. Who is a weeper? You know how, have you heard of, subhanAllah, these women who are hired sometimes by people to actually come and weep when someone dies? They say, "Oh, woe to me. Oh, woe. Why has this happened? Ya Salam, Ya Allah." And they hit themselves, and they hit themselves, and they hit their faces, or they pull their hair out. Or some of the women, as you might have seen, when their death has happened, you know, they're crying and the people are holding them back. Oh, and they're going wild. These are the weepers. These are the people who are not patient upon when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree comes. We're not saying, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that we should not have mercy. Verily, have mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Have mercy on the people on this earth, Allah will have mercy upon you. And also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in the authentic hadith, arrahimuna yarhamuhum Allah. The people who have mercy, Allah has mercy upon them. But is this a sign of mercy to actually scream and cry in this matter? No, it is not. In reality, it is an extreme extreme way, an extreme way of showing disapproval of the qadr of Allah, disapproval of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my advice to you is, when you find something that happens to you which is unpleasant, or someone in your family dies, do not scream and wail. Rather, let the tears flow in mercy and rahmah out of the person who has died. Just as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, he cried and he said, "How beautiful you are when you are alive, and how beautiful you are when you have passed away." And then he came and he kissed him on his forehead. This is a sign of mercy, not that you should scream and wail and cry. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, tell your families to, and the women of your families, to not scream and wail, and to fear Allah, and to write this down in your wills if you can. And the Islamic will should always have a clause in there saying that my women are not permitted to wail and cry, because as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, that when people wail and scream and cry, then the angels hit the dead person, hit the corpse, and say, "Are you so and so? Look at your women crying," and they punish them because of the screaming and the wailing of the women. And this is only the case if the people who have passed away have not written in their will that the women should not scream and cry, and they had not advised their women. So please do so. This is my advice to you. Also, my brothers and sisters in Islam, on that day you will find another type of person, and he will be carrying a house on his back, or a camel on his back, or a car on his back. Who are these people? And you will find that these are the people who had stolen something in this life, and they will bring it out on their backs on the day of judgment. As Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And he who has cheated something, he who has lied and cheated and stolen something, he will come out with it on the day of judgment on his back. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is an amazing thing. If you have stolen something, give it back to the person. If you have stolen something even from the government, return it back. If you have stolen something from a person, return it back. We are a just people. We are a kind people. We are an honorable people. We do not steal. A Muslim cannot steal. And as a result, if you have stolen, you should try and make amends. Repent and make amends. Otherwise, you will have to pay it back on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people who are purified from this evil act. My brothers and sisters in Islam, from the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we will be raised up as we have died. We will be raised up as we have died. So in the last deed that we were doing, in the same way we will be raised up. If you were good and you passed away in the path of Allah, you will be raised up in the path of Allah. If you died in Hajj, you will be raised up in Ihram and saying the Talbiyah. If you had died saying the Dhikr of Allah, then you will be raised up saying the Dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. How is your last deed? Where is your last deed? What is the last deed that you're doing? My brothers and sisters in Islam, remember the statement of Sufyan al-Thawri, that I'm not worried about my past sins. I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I ask Him, say, "Oh Allah," and repent to Him intensely, Allah will forgive me. But I'm worried about my last deed, because I will not get a chance to repent, remember, after the last deed. I will not get a chance to repent, and I will die, and I'll be raised up on that. My brothers and sisters in Islam, where will you be? How will you be on that day? Will you be with the people who have light on your faces, or are you going to be of those people who have darkness and gloom on your faces? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people who have light, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and preserve us, and to have mercy on us on the day when we'll be standing 50,000 years waiting for Him. Until our next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.